But in order to maintain their freedom, they had a lot of slaves. Probably three-quarters of their world were slaves who had no rights. The only person who had the rights were the master over them. And the master could decide to punish them any way he felt. He could decide to mistreat them any way he wanted to. And so, as a whole group of human beings, there's no sense of value. I think that was much the same of the Slavic people, that somehow they didn't have a sense of their own values. There were kings and they were mighty people, but the serfs who were working the land, there was no sense of value at all. I think the Christian message then, and it should be now, was that you as a human being have value beyond what this earth can give you. That value has been set by God himself, by enfleshing himself in our human flesh, and that no matter what your state is, whether you're a slave or free, whether you're a man or woman, God's value of you is beyond compare. I think that's the message that moved hearts back then. I think that's the message that's got to be spoken again today. We've politicized the fight for the right to life, and I'm sort of sad about that. I'm glad we're doing the march. I think that's important stuff. I'm glad we're doing that work. However, the message isn't so much we shouldn't be doing abortions as much as that infant growing in the womb has a worth beyond compare. And nobody has the right to take away that value. And every time we attack a human person, we're chipping away at that sense of the human value. We do the same to many who are in nursing homes, where we diminish their sense of value. There are those who would talk about assisted suicide because, you know, you've gotten so old, you really have no point in continuing to live. And every person who argues that is chipping away at our sense of value. In our core, we who come together on Sundays know by our reception of the Eucharist, by our gathering as a people, that every person has a value beyond measure. But I think the message we have to carry out into the world isn't so much it's wrong to do these things as much as the value of the human person, no matter what state they're in. That what you've come to experience in God's giving himself to you is also what belongs to every human person, no matter their race, no matter their ethnicity, no matter whether they're refugees or not. We tend to argue everything in terms of rights and wrongs, and, you know, somehow those who want to argue against the dignity of the human person tend to almost make it sound like they're doing somebody a great favor. You know, we can hear of one political candidate who is going to champion women's reproductive rights. It's an interesting statement that's being said. It basically is going to say, you know, let's keep chipping away at the value of the human person. We're watching arguments amongst politicians about how wealth is used and who the most wealthy person has the most, who's the most wealthy has the most power. And it just chips away at that idea of the dignity of the human person who's living on the streets, who's perhaps even a problem for some cities because they don't have enough housing for those who become that poor. It's chipping away at their value. Maybe if we could just get rid of them or manage them somehow. No, you and I have to be people who speak to the dignity of every one of those people for our own sake, because the more we allow them to chip away at anybody else, it also comes back to attack us. The early Christian message was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that we may all have life. It was a universal message that could apply to any group of people. And the early missionaries carried that message with great joy, knowing that they could say to people who were oppressed, knowing that they could say to people who were enslaved, knowing they could say to people who were miserable, there's something greater for you. There's something greater for you today, but also something greater that's coming to you. The something greater today is we can affirm your dignity as a human person. We can tell you that you are the son or daughter of God, that you're in the same place with Jesus Christ as your Lord as anybody else in this world. That continues to be our message. It's a very important message that we need to proclaim. Again, I'd stay away from the politically right or wrongs. They're bad because they're doing this, or they're good because they're doing that. That doesn't manage much. It only divides us more. But to speak to the dignity of every human being and their preciousness to God, that there's not one human being, and no matter what state they are, that's less than another human being because of God's love for us. It's the great Christian message. I don't think we hear it enough. And because we don't hear it enough, we don't have that many people who say, I need to belong to this group because what they're saying gives honor to me. And yet that is what Christianity has to offer the world.